நம்ம நல்லா உங்களுக்கு ஒரு கரங்களை தட்டலாமே. குட் ஜாப், ஃபண்டாஸ்டிக். Put in a lot of effort and it came out really well and the message was so clear. Thank you for that amazing skit. Jude, I think, should put on the whole armor of God. And I never knew Marina can, you know, she played that role so well. All of them did an amazing job. Ellarku nalla var karangala thattuvan. Thank you. Thank you so much. Arshita, good job. The armor of God is something very special. And alaga neenga adu portray panninga, no? Helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, belt of truth, and the gospel shoes of peace. And praying with all prayers in the spirit. So, you know, God gives us victory. I just want to share one verse with you, and I don't think we need a message after this beautiful skit, but I just want to share one verse and then we'll pray. John chapter 14. And verse 19. Jesus said, "A little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also." Jesus, before he went to the cross, said these words to his disciples, "Because I live, you will live also." Because we have Jesus risen from the dead, because he's alive, because he rose again from the dead, because he conquered death, because he conquered the devil, because he conquered the world, because of that, because he lives, you and I can face tomorrow. You know, maybe we live in a time when, you know, sometimes we can be troubled about many things in life. We may be worried about our future, the future of our children, for our own future, and how things are going to be in the years to come. But the promise of God is, Jesus said, "Because I live, you will live also." So, whatever you are facing today, I want you to know that it's going to be all right, you know. As they say, this too shall pass. And in life, you know, we all go through different situations. We all have mountains and valleys, ups and downs. We all go through different things in life. Good times, difficult times. But through it all, we have a God who never leaves us, who never forsakes us. You know, the last words of Jesus recorded in the Gospels is in Matthew 28, you know, the last verse. I love this verse where he says, the last sentence, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." The story was told about a Chinese man. I don't know if it's a real story, but I heard someone tell the story and I want to share that with you. A Chinese young man whose name was Lo was walking very depressed one day because his life had, he had gone through a lot of difficulties and he was at the point of, you know, just giving up on life itself. As he was walking down the street, there was this gospel meeting that was going on. And there was this preacher who was preaching that night. And he said, he heard through the loudspeakers, he heard this verse that the preacher preached. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And his name was Lo. And so he heard that word. He said, how does this man know about me? And who is he talking about? Who is this person who can be with me? Till the very end. And so he was so curious. And so he went into that meeting and then heard about the love of Jesus and gave his life, and his God turned his life around. You know, it's so important to know that our God never leaves us, no matter what we go through in life. You know, I'm also reminded of what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. He says something that I think is very important. Philippians 3 is when he's sharing his testimony with the church in Philippi. And then he says something that is very important, very profound, which we can you know, look into and learn from. Verse 10, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Verse 11, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. He's saying three things. He says, I want to know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. There's something about knowing Christ in a way where we understand his sufferings. That's why Paul calls it the fellowship of his sufferings. And then he talks about the power of his resurrection. Now, this power of resurrection is very amazing. When Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, he says, the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in our bodies. Just imagine the same Holy Spirit who raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. The same Holy Spirit, the same power of resurrection is at work in our lives even today. For every believer in Christ, the power of God is at work. Sometimes we wonder, you know, Lord, I don't have the strength. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the knowledge. I don't, you know, I don't know if I can really make it. But I want you to know the one who lives on the inside of you is greater and stronger and mightier than anything that you and I can face in life. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we get overwhelmed by what we go through in life. You know, it can be a small thing or it can be a big mountain of a problem that you're facing. But whatever it is, I want you to know that the one who is in you is greater and stronger. And because of that, you and I have hope for the future, because Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. One of the most powerful passages that I love in the scripture, and I think one of the most powerful passages is in Revelation chapter 1, where we see the picture of the risen Lord Jesus. You know, we always look at Jesus as a weak, person dying on the cross, or a shepherd, you know, who is struggling to carry the sheep on his shoulders. We look at Jesus with that kind of an image in our minds. But the Lord Jesus that you and I worship is much greater than what we can think. And Revelation chapter 1, I want to read that passage. The risen Lord is so amazing. He's so powerful. He's so great that, you know, because of him, because he's alive, you and I can have eternal life. Let's read Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 onwards. Verse 7 and 8, actually. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. You know, Jesus is not just the mighty God, but he is also the Almighty. And then going down, look at the picture of Jesus in his risen, glorified form. It says, verse 12, then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool. Look at his hair. His hair is white as wool, as white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire. Just imagine the eyes of Jesus, flame of fire. His feet like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Just imagine the voice of Jesus is like the sound of many waters. Verse 16, in his right hand, seven stars. Jesus holds seven stars in his right hand. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Out of his mouth. And his countenance was like the sun shining in his strength. Imagine his face is like the sun that shines in his strength. Verse 17, when I saw him, this is Apostle John saying, when I saw him, who knew him so well for those 3.5 years with Jesus, someone who was very close to Jesus, he calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. And John writes saying, look at what he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, because he could not imagine Jesus at such power and glory in his resurrected form. But he laid his right hand on me and saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Okay. So here we see that Jesus says, I am he who was dead, but I am alive forevermore. We have a God who rose again from the dead. Never think about Jesus as someone who is weak, all right? Someone who is, you know, sometimes when people look at Jesus, they think that Jesus needs their help, you know? They think, you know, oh, he's poor Jesus, you know? It's true that he died on the cross, but he's no longer on the cross, all right? It's true that he was born in a manger, but he's no longer in the crib. He's no longer on the cross. It's true that he was buried in the tomb, but he's no longer in the tomb. The tomb is empty. I went and checked it myself, okay? I went to Israel. I went to the tomb of Jesus. It's empty. He's no longer there because he's alive. Amen. And he says, because I live, you shall live also. Hallelujah. We have a victorious God. And I love the way that this whole skit was presented, you know. Victorious, because the armor of God works because Jesus is alive. We don't worship a dead God, but we worship the living Savior. Hallelujah. He said, I am he who was dead, but I am alive forevermore. Have the keys of Hades and of death itself. Jesus holds the key. So you and I have nothing to be afraid of. You know, the Bible says death is the last enemy. And Jesus overcame the last enemy, the death. Death itself is the enemy and he overcame it. If Jesus overcame death, what is there for us to be afraid of? There's nothing. Nothing. You know, every human being is afraid of one thing, death, right? Even that Jesus overcame. So you and I have nothing to fear because we have a glorious hope in the future. Amen. We have a God who is in control of our lives, who's seated on the throne with glory and power and majesty. Why do we worship him? Why do we praise him? Why do we sing his songs? And why do we thank him? Why do we exalt his name? Because he is worthy of all our praise. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, he is worthy. The worthy is the Lamb of God who was slain for us. The one who is coming back again, you know, victorious. He's the one who has all the power in his hands. And we worship the living God. Look at what it says in Revelation chapter 4. In verse 11 it says, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. All right? And so there are so many, you know, amazing verses. Chapter 5 and verse 12. Look at what it says. Worthy, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. And verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, every creation of God blesses God. It says, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Hallelujah. Verse 14, then the four living creatures said, Amen. And 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. What an amazing God we have. What an amazing Savior. He's coming back with power and glory and authority. Revelation chapter 19 is a powerful, passage about the coming of the Lord. And look at what it says. Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 onwards. It says, now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We have a God who has conquered everything. And a day is coming when Jesus will come back with power and glory. Amen. As the victorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we're so blessed to worship this amazing God. And in this life, God says, that one of the things that we need to know is, God blesses us with abundant life while we live on earth. And beyond this earthly life, God says, I've given you eternal life. We have abundant life on earth and eternal life after this life on earth. Either way, it's because of him. Because he lives, you and I have life eternal. Amen? And so, as we close in prayer at this time, we also want to remember, those of you who are celebrating the birthdays. We have quite a few names here. Caitlin, celebrating her birthday on the 7th, right? Where's Caitlin? She's not here, okay. Nirmal, Adeline anniversary is on the 16th. Jamie Vijayan's birthday on the 17th. Jansi's birthday on the 18th. There's Jansi. Paul Dinakaran's birthday on 21st. Where's Paul Dinakaran? Not here. Joel's birthday on 22nd. And Olive Rachel, 25th. And, Jemmy's daughter, okay. 28th is Nila's birthday. So we have quite a few birthdays and Nirmal Adeline's anniversary. So let's just close in prayer. I'm going to ask Val to come and pray for the birthdays and the anniversary.
Stotrandvare, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful time that we had today, O Father. We thank you, Lord, this resurrection day, Lord. You came to give us life, O Father. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for life, Lord, that you came and to give us more abundant, that you said in John 10:10, Lord, that you have come to give us life. and that more abundantly, Father. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all these dear ones, Lord, who are celebrating their birthdays, oh Father, and their wedding anniversary. Father God, we praise you, Lord, for the wonderful life that you have given them, oh Father. We thank you, Lord, that is, and we read in Psalm 139 that they are fearfully and wonderfully created, Lord, for your purposes, Father. And we pray, Lord, that you make this year a wonderful year for them, oh Father. As in Psalm 65:11, that you will crown this year with your goodness, Lord, and the paths will drip with peace, oh Father. Hallelujah. And abundance. We thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, everlasting abundance and glory will be upon their heads, oh Father. We pray, Lord, we praise you for life. And Lord, we pray good and perfect health and strength for them in this new year, Lord, that you'll surround them, Lord, with your loving kindness and tender mercies, oh Father. That, Lord, you'll protect them and keep them as apple of your eye, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, because they are precious in your sight, oh Father. And we pray especially for those celebrating the anniversary, oh Father. Bless them, Lord. We thank you for the marriage life that was instituted, the Garden of Eden, oh Father. We pray that the blessing of the Lord would be upon them, Lord, that you'd keep them, Lord, as a model couple for you in the days to come, oh Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, when there's so many issues with marriage in this nation, Lord, we thank you that we as families can stand up, oh Father, and Lord, be a testimony and a witness for you wherever we are. We thank you, we praise you, we thank you for this time that you've given us, Lord. Continue to bless each one of us with your peace and your presence. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Let's stand to our feet as we close in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful time. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping you, fellowshipping together, Lord, in your name. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Can we just lift our hands for a moment and thank God for his amazing love, his grace. Father, we are so grateful. We're so thankful. You are our refuge. You are our strength. Without you, we are nothing. We can do nothing, Lord. And we thank you that you are there for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Lord. You're the one who stands with your people. You're the one who goes before them. You're the one who blesses the work of their hands, supplying their every need. Lord, I pray especially for those who need your healing and health, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word promises, Lord, that healing and health will spring forth. And we pray it'll spring forth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you promised, Lord, I will restore healing and health to you and reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. So bless your people, Father. Bless them. Send us with your blessings and with your benediction. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the abiding, wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always. Amen. God bless you.
Hello. Hello, all the kids. We have a egg hens outside. Below 5, you can go and select in the park. Above 5, you can come out the park side. Okay. Go and get on bag with Arshita.